Glass lived closer in to Nashville.
Uh-huh.
Around the housing authority where they have apartment houses or old houses that are more or less that you can rent a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some of the better apartment houses that are out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the lower class people live.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you had friends coming into Nashville, what would be the landmarks, the things you'd take them to see?
Well, we've got the Grand Ole Opry, which is, I think, the biggest landmark in Davidson County.
Everybody's heard of that.
Since they've built Opryland, that's a good place. Everybody wants to go to Opryland. Really, that's the biggest landmark we've got here.
Mm-hmm. What else is famous about Nashville?
Well, you have several places, old places. Well, you have the Hermitage, which is President Jackson Andrew Jackson, birthplace. Well, I don't know whether it's his birthplace or not, but it's his home while he was in office. And you have some of the old places out in Belle Mead that are...
A lot of places.
Was there during the wars. You have places south, out on 8th Avenue that was there. I can't think of the name of Overton's or something. It's just a lot of places that was here.
Is that a house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Old places. It was named after some of the old people that settled this part of the country. You have Fort Nashboro, which is when they first settled this Davidson County, which is right on the Cumberland River.
Mm-hmm.
The Donaldsons and the Cockerels. That's where all these names come from. Was settled and started this community here.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so it's quite a few places. I mean, I could sit here.
There's some colleges here, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. We have two black colleges, which is Fisk and Tennessee State. And we have Vanderbilt University, which is a big college on the medical side. And we have David Lipscomb, which is a college, which is more or less a church college. And there's quite a few here.
Well, yeah, there's a lot to see here, I know. If you were flying in from, say, New York, where would the plane land?
It landed Bear Field, which is our only major airport.
That's the way you would, that's what you'd call it.
Out of Georgia,
it's called Bear Field.
Uh-huh. If you were driving in from out of state, say if you were driving in from, I don't know, from Georgia or somewhere, what road would you come in on?
What do you call it?
Well, if you're coming out of Georgia, you'd be coming from the southeast, and you'd come in up 75 in the Chattanooga and I 24 to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. What do you call those big roads that go between the
superhighways?
If you're driving along one of the superhighways, what do you call the place where you might pull over to the side and there might be restrooms?
Well, they have a rest area.
Would you still call it a rest area if it didn't have any restrooms? Whether it had a restaurant?
Yeah, they're still rest areas. Some of them doesn't have the bath facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll tell you that when they have the sign, what you've got there.
What do you call the thing that's painted along the center of the road to keep you in your lane?
Well, that separates the right and left lane.
Well, what do you call it? Call it a line. Some people say strip and some people say stripe.
A line.
So people just have different names. How about in some roads you have a concrete thing in the middle? What would you call that?
That's a medium.
And sometimes they have grass on it.
That's still medium.
Okay. And if you're getting off one of the super highways, what do you call that?
That's an off ramp.
And if you're getting back on?
On ramp.
All right, that's fine. Do you have any other names for roads that you can only enter or leave at certain places?
Well, you have, more downtown, you have one-way streets. Out on the superhighways, you have